did not practice. Brock Eisweiler did not practice. Von Miller did not practice. He's sick. We sent him home. Limited DeMarcus Ware, Darian Stewart, Chris Harris, Malik Jackson. We pulled him during practice. He's also sick, and everybody else is full. So got a couple of guys under the weather today, so that's why a few of those guys are out.
Something going on?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we'll just have to see. We actually had one kid we sent home this morning, one of our practice squad kids, and then Von got sick. So we'll have to keep an eye on it here for the next couple of days.
Do you feel optimistic about Brock coming back?
Yes, I do. He's still sore. He came out for the walkthrough pretty sore, so we kind of held him. I think tomorrow I expect him to get back to work, you know. So, yeah, I feel good about it. You know, I just think Greg's being smart trying to get him to game day.
About a month ago, your injury report was like 25 guys. How big is it to be almost back to full strength?
Yeah, it's nice to have everybody back on the field. You know, we still got a few guys that, you know, we're trying to get to Sunday. But, you know, it is pretty good. We've come a long ways through this thing and, you know, pretty much close to full strength right now.
How did Chris and Gary
look today? They look fine. They were somewhat limited in what they did, but they look fine. And we'll pick up the pace tomorrow with them. But I think as long as they stay the course, we'll be okay.
How would you say Peyton's foot has progressed? I mean, are you starting to see it get better and better each day?
Yeah, I think I've said this before. As far as the total healing process, that's going to take place after the season. But what's happened is you got a lot more confidence in it and got some strength back in it. So moving around very good, practicing well, practicing with a lot of confidence right now.
Can you compare him now to at any point earlier in the season? Is he as good as you've seen at any point?
I would say I see him as strong as he was early in the season, regardless of when that was, you know. So, but I've seen that the last 2 weeks, not just this week. So that's, you know, a big part of him getting back to where he's at right now.
How tough is it on a head coach when there's uncertainty in terms of health at quarterback? And do you
have
Mike Tomlin there or no?
Yeah, it's a little, you know, with Brock right now, you know, I mean, the thought of maybe shooting three guys has to enter our mind here as we go through the week. So. But hopefully day by day we'll get better and have more confidence that we'll be able to play with our normal two.
Gary, four road teams won last week. Mm-hmm. How do you define home field? Is it there anymore? Does it exist?
Well, it's about how you play, you know, and this is the greatest football in the world going on right now, you know. And, you know, it's lining up, making the plays on Sunday. All of them are great games, you know, just people making plays at the end of football games. So we understand that. It's nice to be home. Nice to be in front of our crowd, but we know it'll be about how we play.
Going back to December 20th, you got different safeties now. How different is this defense to have Ward back?
Well, we're
there?
The same defense, and we had the same confidence in those players too, and we were playing good for a half. So, we were getting a couple guys back. You know, that's a good thing. But, you know, they played extremely well that night, and heck, they got after us, and especially in the second half. But, you know, new football game. We've got to get ready for another one.
Give it. Peyton had on that the mental side. We made a lot of how he diagnosed blitzes against the Chargers. What part does he bring to that in terms of playoff games?
Well, there's nothing he hadn't seen, you know, but we'll probably see something we haven't seen as a group this weekend. So I'm just very comfortable with the group, getting them in the right spot. You know, they got a lot of confidence that he'll get them in the right play, those type of things. So a good 2 weeks of work for him has been good, too. Well, when we get through, it'll be a good 2 weeks of work.
Is there a temptation to do more with him in the passing game, given the Steelers' secondary struggled and he's now healthy?
You know, no, we're going to do what we do. I mean, we're at our best when we protect the ball and find a way to run the football. That's what's good for our football team. So I don't think this week's going to be any different. You know, we're not going to line up this Sunday and turn the ball over like we did 2 weeks ago. We know that. You're not going to win. So, you know, we'll just stay focused on what we do best. And, you know, we're going to have to do the little things right. And, like you said, focus on winning the turnover battle. That's very important.
What are you seeing in practice that gives you that confidence that it's not going to be like that?
It's not going to be like what?
Well, you said we're not.
It better not be like it was 2 weeks ago. So. You know, I just I believe in our team, you know, and I think our team is smart enough to know that we can't get away with stuff like that. We did that day. We still found a way to win, so I was very proud of them from that standpoint. But this time of year, you're probably not going to get away with that stuff.
Gary, before the Pittsburgh game, you said that Ben was the best deep passer you've ever coached against with the shoulder injury.
Well, I still saw him making throws at the end of the game. I mean, the deep over he threw at the end of the game on the penalty, I mean, that was a small window he's getting the ball in. But he's had a tremendous year. You know, he's a super player, as gutty as there is in our business. And, you know, he's going to be ready to go and be able to do all the things that he needs to do to win. So got a lot of respect for him.
Gary, the big story in the league is going back to L.A. You used to play there every year, once a year.
Yeah, I used to go to the Coliseum, you know. That was always a great venue to play in. You know, I've been in there close to close to 100,000 people a couple of times. I remember with the Broncos, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if it's good for the league, that's great. You know, I think it'll be, you know, it's a great market. So, that's great. I'm worried about Pittsburgh, Mike.
Coach, what made Sanders so effective in the first game, and do you expect the same effort out of him?
I don't think you ever know where the ball's going to go. I mean, Emmanuel plays hard every week. He's had some big days for us throughout the course of the season. I think when he came off his 3 weeks where he was kind of beat up, he's played really consistent from there on. But, you know, you got to have everybody make plays this time of year. You know, people take somebody away, so it'll take all of us.
What's the biggest thing you learned last time when you played the Steelers and now? Like, what do you want to change compared to the last time you played them?
Well, I mean, it's a different game. You know, you don't, you know, we always study what we did against somebody the previous time or the previous few times you played them, but games are always different. I mean, I don't think you know how they're going to go, so you really try to stay focused on your team, what you think you have to do to be successful and not get too caught up in what happened before or, you know, those type of things. So we're really trying to focus on ourselves.
Given the extracurricular that you saw between these teams, I know as a coach you're going to talk to your guys, yeah. But how difficult is it this time of year to maintain your poise, and how do you preach it?
Well, hopefully it's something you preach all the time, not just now. So, you know, we talk about it. You know, you don't want to hurt your football team, you know, but you don't ever want to take the aggression away from your football team. I think I've talked about that all year long. So, you know, these games are huge, and one or two plays can sway these games either way, and you sure don't want it to be, you know, because of a penalty or a lack of poise. So we'll address everything just like we do every week, but we understand we need to keep our poise.
Hey, where do their young linebackers stack up in your view?
Well, I think they're really good. I mean, there's, what, three first-rounders or something like that? I mean, the thing with them this year, they're healthy. I mean, they've got all their pieces in place, and those guys have been there all year long. Last year they had lost some of those guys. So they're very aggressive defensively. I think they're giving up 17 or 16 points a game over the last 6 weeks and been excellent in the red zone, 30 takeovers, leads the AFC. So the thing I'm most impressed about their defense, they have a lot of guys that make plays. It's not three or four. They all make plays.
How has Peyton been throwing the deep ball in practice?
He's been good. I mean, he's doing everything he was doing when we started the season. So he's practiced well, and I think he's getting very confident each day that we come out here. Okay?
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks.